Welcome to Roland's Good News File, brought to you by Royal LePage Don Hamilton Real Estate. I'm Roland Archer. Having healthy food to eat is something we all struggle with. Whether it's price, availability, or the selection to choose from, we all seem to be compromising our diet with what is convenient at the time. The subject of this segment is an organization working on tackling all of those concerns and more. They are the Homegrown Food Basket in Wingham. Co-founder David Scherpenziel explains how it all got started.
The most difficult part about local food was that farmers don't always have time to get the products to the community. So we thought a central kind of point would be a great way to help them connect better.
When it comes to sustainability for farmers, Homegrown Food Basket offers a distinct advantage versus a conventional grocery store. David explains.
Typically in a grocery store, when you make a purchase, about 17 to 20% of your dollar is actually going to the farmer, as where at Homegrown, 70% of your dollar is returned back to the farmer.
Those that worry that a locally sourced grocery store would have issues during the off-season need not concern themselves. The Homegrown Food Basket thinks ahead for the off-season when certain foods are readily available.
Any of our produce that's nearing the end of its shelf life, we actually process it into frozen vegetables so that we still have those options available.
Buying vegetables closer to the source also means that there are much less, if any, chemicals used in their preservation during transport. This leaves it much more nutritious to eat.
Most of our produce is ripened right in the field or on the vine or in the greenhouse, whatever it may be, so it's coming in fresh.
I welcome you to give the Homegrown Food Basket a try. They have online ordering, curbside pickup, and delivery available, as well as in-store shopping. You can find them online at homegrownfoodbasket.com. For Roland's Good News File, brought to you by Royal LePage Don Hamilton Real Estate, I'm Roland Archer. If you know someone or an organization you think should be featured on a future Good News File, all you need to do is visit our website at theranch100.com and look for Good News File.